Amen. I decree and declare the enemy has no power over us, and we are overcomers by of evil with love. I decree and declare greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I decree and declare we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. I decree and declare your words and your spirit, they comfort us. I decree and declare our righteousness is from God, and everything we do will prosper, for we are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I decree and declare we are doers of God and blessed in our deeds. I decree and declare we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I decree and declare great is the peace of our children, and they are taught of the Lord. I decree and declare that the word of God flows to every organ and bringing healing and health to our bodies. I decree and declare Christ has redeemed us from poverty, sickness, and spiritual death. I decree and declare it has been given to us good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, and that we give, that God gives into our bosom. I decree and declare we sow bountifully, and therefore we reap bountifully. I decree and give cheerfully, and that God has made all grace abound towards us, that having sufficiency in all things. I decree and declare that we abound in every good work. I decree and declare the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. There is no lack in him, therefore there is no lack in us. I decree and declare we are the workmanship of God, and I decree and declare we are partakers of his divine nature. Prophetess, darling, you can open the line.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank and praise your name, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, God, for truly you is and always will be. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank and praise your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, because you is and always will be, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
I am a man. I'll be thanking you for another day to come before your presence. Father, we are humbling ourselves in your presence to know that you are our shepherd, and we shall never want, need, or lack for no thing, Father. Father, we thank you for world peace. We thank you for the leadership around the world, Father. We thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenezer Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Father, we thank you for Mother Mary Jordan and Mother Mary Barron. We thank you for the legacy that is on this line. We thank you for the covering, the hedge of protection of everyone that's on this line and that's represented. We thank you for those that's not even able to come. We thank you for those that are coming and will come in the future. Father, we thank you for the armed forces, your men and women that are serving diligently in the armed forces, whether it's the Navy, Air Force, Army, or Marines. Father, continue to cover them. Give their families perfect peace to know that you are still in their midst. We thank you for the sick and shut in, Father God. We thank you for marriages, and we thank you for covering our children as they travel to and fro. Father, we thank you for business favor, real estate miracles. We thank you for the continuous healing for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Prophetess Aisha Cooper, Minister Stephen Bostick. Father, we thank you for healing and strength for our very own Prophetess Naomi Jordan Cook. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for all that you do. We thank you for just bringing support, continued support to the various countries of Puerto Rico, Las Vegas, California, St. Martin. Father, we thank you for a special prayer, even on our own shores of New York and the devastation and that accident that happened with right here in New York. Father, just cover the family. Father, we just thank you for the president and the cabinet. Father, continue to give them the instructions. May they have an ear to hear you in this season, Lord, because we know that you are in control of all things, and all things are designed and created by what you say. Amen. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for love. We thank you for success. And Father, I thank you for my children. And I thank you for your support, Lord. I thank you for guidance. And I thank you for unconditional love in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Father God, just thank you for this day of life. Thank you for all the prophets that's on the line representing each family. Thank you for your people worldwide who's coming to get to know who you are through your word, the Bible. Thank you for the leadership of Archbishop Ebenezer Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan. I thank you for all of the apostles and the bishops and the evangelists and the teachers. Thank you for their leadership in teaching your people worldwide. Thank you for people who just say, yes, Lord, to your will and your way. Thank you for new beginnings and new relationships, new business opportunities, a fresh wind of peace for everyone, Lord. Thank you for healing the devastating countries around the world and the different cities. Thank you for heads of protection for all of our families worldwide. I thank you for who you are. Love you to life, Lord. Love serving you, Lord. And I just want to give you honor, praise, and glory for who you are. In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your goodness, your mercy, your love, and your loving kindness. And I ask you, Lord, to have mercy upon me according to your loving kindness and blot out all my transgressions and forgive me for my sins. And I thank you, God, for covering me. I thank you, God, for healing my body. I thank you, God, for this prayer line on this morning and how we are able to come together again, God, to seek your face and to give you praise, honor, and glory, God. Thank you for each and every prophet on the line. God, bless them in a mighty way. Touch them in their minds and their bodies. Strengthen them, God. Touch their families. God, prosper them. Keep them, God, in perfect peace. And thank you for each and every person listening in on the line. God, bless them. Bless your people, God, seeking you daily to hear a word from you, O God. Bless them, please, Lord. Strengthen them, protect them, heal them. Those who are on the sick line, who are on the prayer list, God, bless them and strengthen them. Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Prophet Bostic, Aisha Cooper, and anyone else whose names I don't know, God, but you know who they are. Bless them and heal them and strengthen them, God. Thank you for your covering. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and their vision to globalize the prophetic and to allow us to come together to pray. God, I ask you to bless them and strengthen them for the work that they do, God. Thank you for their vision. Thank you for prophecology. I ask you to bless it, Lord. Oh, God, bless it and bless the people coming to prophecology. Thank you, God. And I pray that I will be in the midst, oh, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, God. Thank you for your healing grace. Lord, look upon my own family. Bless them, heal them, strengthen them. And bless the Applewhite family. Bless their marriage, God. And bless all marriages, God. You who put marriages together, let no man take them asunder, God. Thank you, God, for foundation. Thank you for freedom. Thank you for your love. And I love you, Lord, and I just thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prophetess Bethany, God bless you.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every life here on the line. We thank you for peace and prosperity. We thank you for joy and love. We thank you for patience even now, Father God. We thank you for newfound beginnings even now, Father God. Touch the lives of your people even now, Father God. Father God, allow peace to reign in our homes, in our spirits, and in our hearts even now, Father God. Father God, allow a fresh wind of peace to come our way even now, Father God. Father God, renew us and cleanse us even now, Father God, of all of our sins. Father God, we thank you for this new day today on Thursday, Father God. We thank you for divine joy, Father God, for we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. Father God, we thank you for your interventions. We thank you for your protective angels even now surrounding us and encompassing us even now, Father God. We thank you for blessing us as we come and as we go, Father God. Thank you for favor, Father God. Thank you for divine favor. Thank you for favor following us each and every moment of our lives even now, Father God. We thank you for your peace and abundance even now, Father God. We thank you for right connections, Father God. We thank you for innovative ideas even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for patience. We thank you for allowing us to move forward in what it is that we need to go ahead and do even now in our lives, Father God. Father God, give us the courage to do what's necessary, Father God. Father God, we thank you. We'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you, and I love you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father, we just thank you this evening, God. We bless your name, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are, Father God, called according to your purpose, God. Now we pray, Father God, that you continually teach us how to pray and teach us how to pray without ceasing, God. Teach us, Father God, to have committed lives of prayer, Father God. We thank you for all that, Father God, count it not as robbery to be on the prayer line and listening in and praying, those that continually come and pray, God. We thank you, Father God, for those that are diligently seeking you. And we thank you for those that, Father God, that desire to come, Father God, for whatever reasons. But we pray, Father God, that they will hear the call and they will begin to come, Father. We pray, Father God, for unity, and we pray, Father God, for commitment and unity amongst the brethren, Father God. We pray, Father God, that we will continually, Father God, seek peace amongst ourselves, God, and that we will think on things that are pure and of a good report, and that our communications, Father God, will be the communications, Father God, that uplift, and communications, Father God, that begin to build. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, according to your word, that we are builders, Father God, and that you are the chief cornerstone, and that, Father God, you are the builder. You are the one who builds desolate cities, and you restore, God. You restore the nature of your people. You restore, Father God, desolate cities. You restore us in health, and where sickness and disease has come, God, but we thank you that by your stripes we are healed. And Father God, we receive, Father God, what you have done 1,000 years ago, Father God, when your son, Father God, gave his life, God, and by his stripes that we are healed, God. Father God, we command the healing of the Lord to come upon us this day, God, and that we will continually confess and live lives, Father God, that will be healthy and that will be wealthy, God, and that will continually, Father God, take care of our outer bodies, God. Now, we thank you for your nourishment. Your word is a nourishment, and your word is a lamp unto our feet, God, and we ask for guidance this evening, God. We pray for the nations, God, that are lost, the nations that have not heard the gospel. We ask, Father God, because your word says that the gospel should be preached in the four corners of the earth, God. We thank you that you're positioning your people, God, and we thank you, Father God, that the gospel will be preached, Father God, in season and out of season. We thank you, Father God, that you are a restorer of the breach, and that you will restore the cities, God, and that you will restore your people, you will restore the church, and Father God, we shall mount up like eagle's wings, God, and Father God, the greater works we shall do, Father God, we shall do the exploits, and Father God, we will proclaim the name of the Lord. And we will proclaim, Father God, that Jesus is Lord and that Jesus is alive. We thank you, Father God, that you've given us power and authority. We ask, God, that you teach us to use it, Father God, in ways that will make a difference in our communities, Father God, and that, Father God, people will see the power of God through us and in us, that God lives and reigns. We thank you right now, God, and we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Father God, we give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. So God, we thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for ordering our step, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, over our children, over our family, and our loved ones that's all around us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for being a hope among those community affected, was affected by the storm, any devastation, God. God, we thank you, God, for protecting your people, God, and just being there and being their protector, God. God, we thank you, God, for helping all those families that been affected by devastation in New York as well, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for giving us wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. We thank you, God, for your double portion blessing among us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for making us unstoppable, God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for preparing a way for us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for this coming season of great blessings that you have. We thank you, God, for business favor, God. We thank you, God, for opportunities, Lord. We thank you, God, for the right divine people in our lives, oh God. We thank you, God, for the right divine relationship, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for our leader, Master Prophet, and our leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, oh God, and all your leaders all over your churches, all over the world, God. Thank you, God, for giving them direction in their lives, in the lives of your people, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for guarding us against the evil of unbelief, God. God, we want to thank you, God, that the secret of you is with those who fear you, God. God, we thank you, God, for calling us your friends, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, God.
God, we thank you, Lord, for peace that passes all understanding, Lord. We thank you, God, for making us worry-free, Lord. We thank you, God, for letting us be fearless, Lord. And we thank you, God, for your healing power, God. We thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crowns to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for your traveling mercies, God. We thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by land, air, or sea. We thank you, God, for keeping us safe and guiding us wherever we may be, God. We thank you, God, for protecting us from accidents and from harm to our bodies and our souls, God, and supporting us with your grace, Lord. And we thank you, God, for continuing to keep us mindful of your presence and your love and keeping us safe as we travel back and forth, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for letting us be prosperous, Lord. We thank you, God, for success, oh God. We thank you, God, for that we are above only, Lord. And we thank you, God, for even peace in our communities, Lord. And we thank you, God, for peace in our homes, God. And we thank you, God, that for giving us that love that you give us, Lord. And no man has a greater love than you, God. And we thank you, God, for supplying our every need, Lord. And we thank you, God, for restoration, God. We thank you, God, for healing your people, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for helping us to respond and be in response to our needs and our struggles and frustrations, God. You are always there with us, God, to help us, God, to stay firm and have a peace of mind, Lord. And we thank you, God, for everyone on the line, oh God. Thank you, God, for blessing their homes, Lord. Thank you, God, for increase in their lives, God. Thank you, God, for healing them, Lord. Thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, God. And God, we thank you, God, again for just being with your marriage and keeping them strong and keeping them holy and keeping them deathless, oh God. Oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, that they may that you may regard their home and their home be like your sacred sanctuary. Thank you, God, for that, oh God. And we thank you, God, for having mercies amongst the sick and the shedding. And thank you for helping them to continue to stay free from, you know, things coming into their minds, God, keeping their minds on you, Lord. We thank you, God, for that, God. And we thank you, God, for sustaining them with your assurance of your presence and lifting them up, God. We thank you, God, for that, God. We thank you, Lord, also, God, keeping us faithful, God. And we thank you, God, for, you know, letting us establish your plan to proclaim, God, your will in our lives, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, God, for preparation, God. And we thank you, Lord, for ordering our step, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for creativity as well, God. And we thank you, God, for keeping us with joy, love, and divine connections, God. We thank you, God, for that. And we thank you, God, for letting us be your light of your presence that shines through us and influence other people to follow you, Lord. We thank you, God, that we decrease while you increase in our lives, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for soulmates that you give, God. We thank you, God, for giving us a financial blessings, Lord. We thank you, God, for real estate blessings, God. And we thank you, God, that you teach us how to forgive. And thank you, God, for that. We thank you, God, for giving us laughter and love. And we thank you, God, for even our families just giving us that connection and to our family, God. We thank you, God, for that, Lord. And we thank you, God, for letting us demonstrate your glory, God. Thank you for that. And we thank you, God, that anyone that form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned, oh God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the blessed name, in Jesus' holy and masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, you are our God and light, dear Lord. You are our refuge, dear Lord. You are our Redeemer, dear Lord. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you this morning, Father God, crying out to you, Father God. Lord, look upon everyone that was on the call, the prophets that prayed tonight. Bless them, Father God. Continue to cover them, dear Lord Jesus. Cover their families, dear Lord Jesus. Look upon the partners that's on the call tonight, dear Lord. Trusting you, dear Lord, seeking after your word, Father God, seeking for answers, dear Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you in advance, dear Lord. We thank you for the breakdowns that's coming, that's in our lives, dear Lord, that you would give us solutions for our breakdowns, dear Lord. We thank you for your manifesting of your Holy Spirit, dear Lord, that would show us, dear Lord. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, Father God, that's coming forth, dear Lord. We thank you for the angels that's camped around us, dear Lord, at this time, Father God. And Father God, look upon United States of America, dear Lord. Father God, you see all the principalities and the wars that's coming against America, dear Lord. I lift up United States before you, Father God, this morning, dear Lord. Look upon those families that passed, dear Lord. Touch their families, dear Lord. Give them love, Father God, at such a time as this, dear Lord. Look upon all the other countries that's in the state, dear Lord, Las Vegas, all of them, Father, you know, Father God. Look upon our leadership in the United States, dear Lord. Look upon our Congress, dear Lord. Look upon our president, dear Lord. Help them, Father God, to make the right decisions, dear Lord. We know that you are in the midst, dear Lord. You know everything, Father God, that's going on right now, dear Lord Jesus. And Lord, we just trust in you, Father God, at this time, Father God, as we continue to lay before you, Father God, in your word, dear Lord, giving us answers, dear Lord. Look upon our children that's in the street, Father God, that's in darkness, Father God, that don't know anything, Father God. Some of these scams that's going around, Father God, with our children, fast life, fast everything, dear Lord. But, Father God, I lift every child up to you, Father God, for salvation, Father God, that they would know you, dear Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, I cry out for these children, dear Lord. They are lost. This is a lost generation, Father God. And, Lord, I'm just trusting that you will be there to deliver them, Father God. In Jesus' name, Father, I trust and believe, Father God. And, Lord, look upon Prophetess Dawson, Prophetess Aisha, Prophet Bassett, dear Lord, continue to heal them, Father God. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for their healing. We thank you for their strength, dear Lord. They will be at Prophecology, dear Lord. Just being there, Father God, they would tell the testimonies, dear Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. And we thank you for Prophecology just coming up, Father God. We ask you to bless everyone that's coming, dear Lord. Make a way for everyone that needs to fly in. Take the bus, dear Lord. Take the train. Father God, make a way for those that want to come. They're standing by faith, Father. They believe in you, God. They're going to be at Prophecology 2018, dear Lord. Father God, I lift up Archbishop Ebenar Jordan and Pastor Deborah, dear Lord, that they would continue to globalize the prophetic. We thank you for their vision, Father God. We thank you for their love, dear Lord. We thank you for the overflow of giving to this ministry, dear Lord. They give, they all, Father God. Bless them, Father. Give them their heart desire, dear Lord. And look upon Mother Joy and strengthen her. Look upon Mother Mary and Barry and strengthen her, dear Lord. I lift up all the family members. I lift up the grandchildren to you, Father God, that you would continue to cover them, Father God. No weapon formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus, dear Lord. Dispatch your angels around them, Father God. And we thank you in advance, dear Lord. And Father God, look upon my son. He's out there. Father, I know you're covering him, dear Lord, but I put all this situation in your hands, dear Lord. And I thank you for the peace that you have given me, dear Lord, in this situation, dear Lord. And I thank you in advance that it's going to be done, it's going to be well. And I thank you, and I give you the praise, and I give you the honor in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
We thank you, Father God, that you give power to the faint and to them that have no might. You increase strength, for even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon you, Father, shall renew our strength. We run and we will not be weary. We walk and we will not faint. We thank you for victory, coverance, and breakthrough. The blood of Jesus prevails against every wicked power, wicked prayer, every spirit of darkness, the blood of Jesus prevails against it. In the Rebosheta, in the name of Jesus, we cover everyone on this call and every family that's represented on this call. The blood of Jesus prevailed. Divine protection, divine correction, right in divine alignment. Eshekarabasata. In the name of Jesus, we bless our Archbishop. We bless our Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We cover our first family. We cover our parents. We cover our children. We cover our jobs. We cover all the works of our hands are blessed because your word declares it to be so. We thank you that when the enemy comes in one way, they must flee seven ways because no weapon that is ever formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord, that you bare naked every trick and trickster. We bear them naked and expose every dark work of the enemy. And we thank you, Lord God, for your blood that covereth. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for a holy talk and a holy walk. In Jesus' name we bless you. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you, people of God. We want to thank you all for being on the call. We want you to remember 9 a.m. with Archbishop, amen, on the conference call. We want you to remember, amen, the 12 noon calls, amen, Pop Life Radio. We want you to remember, amen, with Prophet Joshua, with the prophetic conversations. They are tremendous at 8 p.m. And then meet us again at 12 midnight for the midnight cry. Now, if you want to be on the lineup, we need you here on time. We need you here at 11:52 so we can start on time. We must be in integrity and we must end on time. Amen. 11:58, we cut off. Amen. For those that will be on the lineup, they must be on the lineup by before 11:58. God bless you. If this call is a blessing to you, amen, and you want to see it continue, sow a seed of thanksgiving of any amount. Amen. If you saw online, just in the comments, just share a testimony of how the prayer is being a blessing to you. Let Archbishop and Pastor know that this prayer call, this midnight cry, has blessed your life. God bless you is my prayer today.